So let's review. The Mishnah on the previous daf stated, Shleisha Dvarim Gamliel Machmer Kedivir Beishamah. There were three halachas in which Gamliel ruled stringently like Beishamah. The first one was explained there. The Gemara now addresses the second one. Simply translated, this means that we may not stand up a candelabra that fell down. Upon which the Gemara asks, my covet, what Isra is involved? We're discussing menorah that has several interlocking pieces which came apart. Reconnecting them gives the appearance of building. The Bishamah forbids doing this on Yom Tov. The Bishamah sarvi yeshpin in bekelim v'yeshtir bekelim, because they hold that Malechas Bain applies to kelim, whereas Beishil sarvi im bin bekelim and stir bekelim. Malechas Bain does not apply to kelim. Therefore, there is no halachic problem in reassembling the pieces of the menorah on Yom Tov. The Gemara continues on the topic of menorahs and lamps on Yom Tov. Ula ikla lebei Rabbi Yehuda. Ula was visiting Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov. Kam shemoi zokav l'shraga. Ula's attendant straightened out a tilted lamp, separating the oil from the wick, extinguishing the candle bowl quickly. Rabbi Yehuda asked Ula how this was permitted, upon which Ula readily agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that such an act is in fact considered mechaba, extinguishing a fire and forbidden on Yom Tov. He commented that his attendant was acting on his own without his approval. The Gemara continues on the topic of mechaba on Yom Tov. Is one permitted to extinguish a candle to create darkness in order to engage in marital relations? Abai suggested other options to resolve this problem, such as moving the candle to another house or setting up a partition. In absence of these options, Abai ruled that it is forbidden to extinguish a candle for this purpose. As Tais explains, such a hanas haguf is not considered tzarech echal nefesh to be permitted on Yom Tov. We cannot apply mitech shehut shel tzarech chut shenamesh alei letzarech, because that is only matter a direct hana, whereas in this case, the kibur is only a machsher for the purpose of making the room dark for the hana of the person. Eisevei, Abba Bar Marta questioned Abaye's ruling from the following tesefta. E mechaben es habakas kedei lochas alaha, v'mishvil shelo yisashen habayis oy hakedera mutter. It's forbidden to extinguish a burning piece of wood in order to save the wood, because that is not a Yom Tov need. However, it is permitted to extinguish the bekas in order to prevent the house from becoming full of smoke, because this is a Yom Tov need. Although it's not tzarech echal nefesh, it's permitted according to this tesefta. Abaye answered, Hahi Rabbi Yehudahi. That tesefta follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who, as the Gemara will explain further on Daf Chav Ches, holds that even machshiri echal nefesh are permitted on Yom Tov, as he learns from Achash Yos l'chal nefesh, who levad Yos l'chem, l'chem l'chol tzarcheichem. And as such, also permits any malacha that has anos haguf, even if not specifically echal nefesh. However, explains Abaye, Kika min anol rabbanan, my ruling to forbid extinguishing flames on Yom Tov follows the chacham who forbid machshir echal nefesh, as they learn hu levadoi. Only items that pertain to echal nefesh are permitted on Yom Tov, so too they forbid doing a malacha for anos haguf that is not specifically echal nefesh. The Gemara brings several similar questions. May we extinguish a fire on Yom Tov? Now, obviously, where there's no sakanas nafashas, but only danger to property. Similarly, may one color the eye for medicinal purpose on Yom Tov? Again, referring to a non-life threatening illness. To which Rabban and Maimer responded that it's forbidden. They were questioned from the same tesefta mentioned above, and answered similarly that the tesefta follows the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda, and in these cases we follow the chacham. The Gemara now discusses refuah by a non-Jew on Shabbos. Amemah shor lemikhal eina binachir b'shabata. Amemah permitted a non-Jew to apply eye medicine on Shabbos. This follows the principle of kol tzarchi chayla oisna de nachir b'shabbos. A non-Jew may perform any medical care for a Jew on Shabbos. While normally a mir la'akam is forbidden on Shabbos, the Chacham did not apply the gzeir regarding refuah even for a chayla she'im b'sakana. The Gemara now addresses the third halach in the previous mission in which Gamliel acted strangely like b'shamay. One may not bake thick loaves of bread on Yom Tov, only thin ones. After questioning this halacha, the Gemara explains this to mean pas merupa, large quantities of bread, which Beishame holds, is forbidden on Yom Tov. The Kutarach Tircha de Leitzarch, he's engaging in unnecessary work on Yom Tov by baking extra bread. Whereas Beisil holds that this is permissible, since when the oven is full, the bread bakes better, and so this is a Tircha that is directly beneficial with Tzarech Echal Nefesh for use on Yom Tov itself. Zakt the Mishnah, Afu Amashleisha Dram Lahakal. While Rabbi Gamliel ruled stringently in the three cases mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Miller ruled leniently regarding the following three halachas in which Chacham Aisim, Chacham forbid them. One, Mechabdin Beis Hamitas. It's permitted to sweep the floor on Yom Tov in the area between the beds where they ate. As Rashi explains, Chacham forbids sweeping the earthen floors that were common in the times of the Mishnah, for fear that one would fill in the crevices of the floor which constitutes Baina building on Yom Tov. Gamliel held that the small areas between the beds were constantly cleaned, and therefore did not contain crevices that could inadvertently be filled. The Gemara cites a brayso in which Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says that they did not actually sweep on Yom Tov in the home of Gamliel. Rather, they swept Erev Yom Tov, upersonal in Sadinin, and they would spread out sheets on the floor. After the meal on Yom Tov, misalkin es ha-sadinin v'nimtza abayis miskabed me'elav, they would remove the sheets and the house would be clean. To which the Chacham responded, Em kein af b'Shabbos mo'del asus kein, this is permitted even on Shabbos. 2. V'manichin es ha-mugmu b'Yom Tov. One may place incense on coals in Yom Tov to provide a pleasant aroma in the room, because this is considered a hanos haguf, which is similar to tzarech echel nefesh, and permitted on Yom Tov. Rashi explains, the Chacham forbid it because we learn from the pasuk achash yoslachol nefesh ulevadi yoslacham, dava hashabel chol nefesh. The hetero applies only to things that most people enjoy, whereas incense is used only by certain individuals. Here too, the Gemara quotes a brayso in which Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says that they did not actually burn incense on Yom Tov in the home of Gamliel. Rather, they would prepare censers every Yom Tov, u'ma'ashen oisin me'erv Yom Tov, u'poikin nekvein me'erv Yom Tov. They would fill them with smoke and plug the holes. The next day during the meal, they would unplug the holes, releasing the smoke of the incense, which would create the pleasant aroma. Chacham responded, this is permitted even on Shabbos. 3. One may roast a whole lamb with its entrails on its side on Pesach night to commemorate the Karban Pesach. Rashi explains, Chacham forbid it because it appears like Karban Pesach, which is Kachim, and people will erroneously think that we may bring Karbanis even today when there's no Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara next daf quotes a brayso, Tanya, Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Taitis ish reimi hiniges b'nei reimi lechel gedi mekulitz b'lei lebesachem. Shal chilei, il moli taitis ato gezreno lecha nidui, shata machel es b'nei so kachem achutz. Kachem so ketaitich, ela eima ki ein kachem.